Here we are, wonderful, fabulous, fantastic people sitting around our breakfast table with our beautiful Lazy Susan, just come back from the dead. Fantastic. And what's his name?
Ugo.
Ugo?
Yep.
Ugo, the pumpkin head man. And Ugo has been shaped and created and designed by Reverend Dr. Anita Lop. And Ugo has, what are those ears?
These are roots of leeks.
Roots of leeks are his ears. And he has eyebrows and he has a little hair and he has a candle inside him. And he's just beautiful. We watch him as we're watching the videos on TV. Now, this is the Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Barley. Reverend Doctor, my gosh, I haven't said that. the Dean of the University of Healing, God Unlimited, University of Philosophy, and all that good stuff. What are we doing here now? The thought for today? This is the thought for today. I have to check with Sylvia because she puts these things on. And we have just gotten off the phone talking to Christy in London and Sybil, who is still in London on her way at this moment now to Nigeria, to make plans for a visit there the beginning of next month. So beginning of next month, I will be in London. And we haven't determined exactly which days, but Ellen will tell me when to get up. 3 days, she says.
The
3rd of November. Oh, the 3rd of November, I'll be in London. And then after my sojourn in London, we will jump into the tunnel and swim underneath the river there. that's the North Sea, is it?
Channel.
The channel. Well, it's a channel between France and England. 28 miles, just like the distance between here and Catalina Island. So then I will probably go to Frankfurt and see one of our students there, and to her mother, who is a very dear person, and then from there to Switzerland, and in Switzerland we will give seminars with Stefan Stressley and all of the wonderful group who are over there, and Edith Strabel, and who knows what Rosalie's going to cook up, and who knows what anybody else is going to do. But it's going to be lots of fun, and we're going to have a great time. And so we shall see what comes of this in its wonderful way. But you see, Ellen gets very disturbed at me. I talk to people on the phone and I say, how long do you want me?
A year.
A year, yeah, Ellen says a year. You're really trying to get rid of me, aren't you? But I am open book. I am ready to go anywhere, do anything that is going to get people thinking in a positive, dynamic way about themselves. Now, we've been getting letters and emails back from people who attended the seminar, here, and who are have gone back home and are cogitating on what has happened at the seminar. And how wonderful it is for many of these people. They say, the seeds were planted, and they're now bearing fruit. They have a peaceful attitude about their life. They have a peaceful attitude about their world. And they know that whatever they see out there is a reflection of what's going on inside of them. And they like it. Now, many times they don't like what they see going on out there. But now they're seeing what goes on out there as their reflection and as their chosen creation. This is a big thing for us all to do. We don't just look out on the world and take it. If we see something that's not proper out there, we make a change in ourselves. We have a change in our thinking. Now, wouldn't it be smart if we could learn to do our housework first, so when we look out the windows of our soul and see the world about us, the world about us would be the perfect idea of what we think about ourselves. The world about us would be the perfect ideal of who we know we are. And this is why affirmations are so important. This is why we say affirmations, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am divine order, I am peace. And I'm independently wealthy. We say these things because this is the new cause that we're putting in motion for ourselves. You say, well, I've been saying those things for years. Well, have you been experiencing that everywhere? What you want to do is to stop and think what you've been saying. Have you been saying, hey, I like me. Hey, I wish it were true. I like me. What a joke. You know, that's what some people do. That's what some people do. They think that. We were speaking at the breakfast table here. We all look over at Heinz and we see him floating around the room. And Heinz says, yeah, that's okay. I like that idea. And I said, Heinz, that's not okay. You can do it. Heinz, you're doing it. You know, Heinz, that is you. And Heinz says, yeah. You know, a little hesitation there. Now, if you were in one of David Copperfield's theater presentations, you would see all sorts of magical things before your eyes, and you'd believe it. Because he has that wonderful ability to make you see what he wants you to see. He makes you see the illusions that he wants you to see, and the illusions thereby become very real to you. And now, if he can do that to an audience of several thousand people, why can't we do that to ourselves? Now, Sylvia, how would you act if you were independently wealthy? And she said, well, I am independently wealthy. Well, I mean, is that how you act, how you're independently? No, how would you act as you are independently wealthy? And stop and think. What would you do? Would you worry about your bills? Hardly. Would you worry about your clothing, you know, whether you have the latest style or something, or comfort things? Would you worry about anything in life that's financially mendable? No, because it would be in divine order. If you are independently wealthy, it's all in divine order. Now, if you are all in divine order, then you don't need to be independently wealthy because it is all in divine order. You know? And when we can get down... Now, Sylvia, how do you get to all is in divine order? How do you get down to the back basis? Your peace? Now, how do you get down to the basis?
How do you get...
Yes! Yes, 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 yes. She wins the $64 million question. I like me. You see, when you say I like me, you've got everything in a nutshell. You've got everything there. If you like yourself, fantastic. What else can, who can compliment you? Who can give you anything? Who can be nice to you? If you like yourself, the world is nice to you. The world gives you everything it has. Everything is yours. I like me, I like me, I like me. Man, why don't we just say I like me, huh? Try it.
I like me.
Yeah. Not just one time, a million times. But make it your belief structure. And when you make it your belief structure that you say, I like me, wow, the whole world is your oyster. And that's an idiom in America here. The whole world is your toy. The whole world is for you because you created it. And you embraced it. Yes, Ellen. Yes, Ellen. Now, what about this?
The whole world what, in
yeah,
my
but what is this here?
I cuddle it. I cuddle myself.
In my arms.
I love you. I love me.
What is it? Mm. Yeah, unconditional love.
Mm.
Yes, yes. You snuggle it. And I love you. I love you. I love you. That unconditional love. When we can learn to express that unconditional love for ourselves and all of our creation, wow. What a world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You like that, Heinz? That's cool, isn't it? Ingeborg? You think you could buy that?
Yes, I
buy yes. It. Unconditional love, that's what it's all about. So, let's know that this is our day, our way, our thought, our play, to be totally unconditional love in everything we do, in everything we say. And how can you be unconditional love? By saying,
I like me.
I like me.
Let's repeat.
I like me.
And you see, it works. And every time I say to Rex, oh, Rex, I like me and I like you so much, Rex, you're so what? He just snuggles into my arms. He snuggles into my heart and he says, Dad, I'm complete. And you will be complete when you say, I like me. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things. And if you like, you can come and carry my luggage to London with
me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I carry